Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Micah 6. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to please you. We want to accomplish your purpose for us, but we aren't getting it all right. We need your mercy and your grace. We need your help. Please help us to learn your ways from your word. Please give us your strength that we can do these things. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Micah 6. Hear now what Yahweh says. Arise, plead your case with the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the indictment of Yahweh, and you eternal foundations of the earth. For Yahweh has an indictment against his people, and against Israel he contends. O my people, what have I done to you, and how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and from the house of slavery I redeemed you, and I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam before you. O my people, remember what Balak, the king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, so that you might know the righteous acts of Yahweh. With what shall I approach Yahweh and bow down to God on high? Shall I approach him with burnt offerings, with bull calves a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriads of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does Yahweh ask from you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? The voice of Yahweh calls to the city. It is sound judgment to fear your name. Hear, O staff, now who has appointed it? Is there any longer a man in the house of the wicked treasures of wickedness, and the ephah of scarcity, which is accursed? Shall I regard as pure the one with scales of wickedness, and with a bag of deceitful weights? Because her rich are full of violence, and her inhabitants speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth, and I also have made you sick by striking you down, making you desolate because of your sins. You yourself will eat, but not be satisfied. Your hunger will be in your midst, and you will put away, but you will not save. And what you save I will hand over to the sword. You yourself will sow, but you will not reap. You will tread olives, but you will not anoint yourself with oil. You will tread grapes, but you will not drink wine. For you have observed the regulations of Omri and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you have walked in their counsels. So I am making you a desolation, and your inhabitants an object of scorn. So you will bear the scorn of my people. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. With this chapter, we start the third and final section of Micah. The first section was chapters 1 and 2, and it talked about God's coming in judgment and a bit of the reason why. It ended with a bit of hope for the future. The second section was chapters 3 through 5, and it started with the sin of Israel and judgment, and then chapter 3 ended saying that Jerusalem will be a heap of rubble. But then, chapters 4 and 5 were some great prophecies about the future. Jerusalem would become great. The Messiah would come and rule over the whole world and bring peace. Now, in this chapter, we start again with the coming judgment and the sin of the people. The chapter starts with the word hear, which is our clue that we're starting a new section. Then Yahweh starts with legal language to bring his charges against Israel. He calls on the mountains and the foundations of the earth to be the jury. And Yahweh asks what he has done wrong that would give Israel any excuse for breaking the covenant. And he goes through some of their early history, bringing them out of Egypt, leading them with Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Then, just before they entered the Promised Land, how Balak hired Balaam to come and curse Israel. But God wouldn't allow it, and turned it to a blessing instead. We read about that in the book of Numbers. And God mentions some places, a place east of the Jordan and then west of the Jordan, where they first came after they crossed the Jordan River, when it parted before them. And then we have Micah asking how people should respond to Yahweh, and he gives some exaggerated answers. It starts with one-year-old bull calves, which is about the best sacrifice you could offer, and then he expands that to thousands of rams, rivers of oil, and then even more, his firstborn, which is about the most widely exaggerated gift possibly you could give. And then he answers the question. Yahweh has already answered this question, and it isn't some great, amazing thing. It's simply to do justice. In other words, treating people fairly. To love kindness. So that goes beyond being fair, but also to care about people and do what is best for them. And to walk humbly with God. This word for humbly also has the meaning of careful, intentional action. Think of my granddad sitting down on the bench in his entryway and carefully taking off his outside shoes, carefully putting them in the closet, and carefully putting on his inside shoes. In other words, just a simple life lived intentionally before God to do the right things. I'm not saying how you change shoes matters before God, but that sort of quiet care for the details of pleasing God. It isn't the big flashy things that God is looking for. It's the quiet way we live every day of our lives. So now we return to the courtroom as Yahweh points out how the Israelites were living, opposite to the way he wants them to. They're using an ephah of scarcity. An ephah was a dry measure for grain. But if you made your ephah measure smaller when you were selling, then you could make more money by cheating people. He also talks about weights. They would weigh out their money and some types of their goods, so if you used false weights, you could get a little more money and give the buyer a little less for their money. Then Yahweh goes on to the violence of the rich and the lies that they're telling. And then he turns to his sentence. And this sounds like the things that he told them at the end of the book of Deuteronomy if they didn't keep the covenant. They will not be satisfied when they eat. They will not get to keep what they save. They will not get the harvest when they plant. They will work with olives and not use the olive oil. They will work with grapes but not drink the wine. He says, they are acting like Omri and Ahab. Those were kings of the northern kingdom of Israel. And Ahab was one of the worst kings. With his wife Jezebel, they introduced Baal worship. And they were happy to take property from people by violence. And now for a deeper dive. What if it cost $1 million to go to heaven? That seems impossible for most of us. But maybe if we did everything perfectly, working hard and never spending money and investing wisely, we could make it, right? But that isn't what God asks. God asks something that sounds simple. Justice, kindness, and walking humbly. The first two really are dealing with the people around us. But actually, $1 million might be easier than those things. Maybe I could just go rob a bank and get $1 million quickly if that was what God cared about. But what God wants is for us to live our lives caring about other people and caring for our relationship with Him. The truth is that none of us have perfected this. We need God's grace. But it is very important that we understand this, that we don't think that we can just make a list of good deeds and do them to get to heaven, that we don't think what the world calls religion is the solution, to dress up on Sunday and go to church, and then go back to fighting to get ahead the rest of the week. This isn't like any worldly kingdom, that's for sure. God isn't impressed by money. He isn't impressed by athletics. He wants something so simple that anyone can do it. You could also summarize this as Jesus did, with the word love. Love for God and for people. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.